Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So you've got your Good Eats delivery today.
So I love doing this. I've kind of gotten in the habit now of when they deliver, I'll snap a picture, I'll post it on social media and say, well, just like that, meals for the week are done. It's just, I keep saying it, Michelle, but it's so easy. The food's fantastic. I had the Caribbean jerk chicken today. First time I've had that, which was fantastic. Maybe my favorite meal yet so far I've had from Good Eats Kitchen. And it's just, for me, the convenience factor of not having to spend time cooking or have Erica spend time cooking or going to the grocery and getting meals to prepare for the week. And it's just, it's done. Like, you fill out your order online, it takes a minute, and then it shows up and you're done. And that's it.
I've let one of our coworkers, a bachelor coworker, borrow a couple of my meals before they, you know, expired or for whatever reason we can't get to them. And he said to me today, those are perfect for me. Feel free to think of me anytime. And they're perfect for anybody, though. I mean, a single guy, he has it at, you know, he doesn't have people cooking for him on a Sunday the way that you would. So it's just easy, really, for anybody, though, just to make life easier.
A la carte or the meal plans, 3 days, 5 days, take care of yourself individually or the whole family. My Good Eats Kitchen. It's just, the food tastes great. It's all chef prepared and it's super convenient.
Three locations in Baton Rouge and one also in Lafayette. Again, mygoodeatskitchen.com. Mention Matt's Moment and get 20% off.
So kind of a bummer today out of Tuscaloosa. And I know people aren't going to feel bad for Alabama, but I mean it sincerely. Dylan Moses, the kid from Baton Rouge and U-High, who's the starting linebacker at Alabama and a projected first-round draft pick, tore his ACL at practice. So that's the reports coming out, and he's going to be done for the year.
That's terrible.
That is really sad news. And look, I will never, ever, especially a college kid, ever celebrate anybody's injury. And if anybody does, just I will point the finger, shame on you. That's awful. Specifically on the field, though, that's devastating for Alabama. Because, like, they're super talented on offense. We know Tua's back, and they've got all their receivers that are just, you know, incredible. They got 2 5-star running backs. I mean, nobody's crying for Alabama, right? They've had tremendous talent.
No.
But that's their 2 starting inside linebackers now that have both been lost for the season. And Nick Saban said about a month ago, talking to ESPN, we're thinnest at linebacker, and it's the place where we could ill afford to lose anybody. Now they've lost their 2 starting linebackers. So Christian Harris, who's a true freshman also from U-High, steps in, and he's a starter at linebacker now for Alabama. The 2 starting inside linebackers this week for Bama against Duke are both true freshmen. Sometimes you have guys that physically look the part, 6'3", 240, which these guys are, but the game doesn't always slow down for you at that position until you've been in that role a few years. That happened with Devin White. It happened with Kendall Beckwith. So watch the inside. Look, Alabama's a 35-point favorite this weekend against Duke. It's not going to matter this weekend. But you get into some tougher games, and if teams try to expose you in the middle, like, they could be vulnerable there. So really a shame for Dylan Moses. But a competitive advantage for Alabama's opponents with the 2 starting inside linebackers being true freshmen.